This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to the constituency. On the programme this evening, three constituencies, 10 TDs, the almost certain loss of a Fianna Fáil seat, the coaxing of an independent back to the Fianna Fáil fold, an almighty battle between Fine Gael and Labour, and some fairly disgruntled voters.
Yeah, I don't think of them at all. No interest in them, like.
Do you reckon then that whenever the election is held, be it May or June, do you reckon you'll be voting?
I doubt it.
It's Saturday afternoon in Mallow, the town described as the crossroads of Munster. Mallow is in Cork East, a four-seat constituency that stretches from Mitchelstown in the north through Fermoy and onto Youghal, Middleton and Cove. And I have to say that in asking people here about the issues that matter to them and about politicians, I encountered more discontent and more disenchantment than pretty much anywhere else I've been.
The health situation really about Mallow Hospital, hopefully it'll be a lift, stay open, and that should be more beds there for people that need them around this area.
And would that in general, would that be a big concern locally?
Oh, it would.
Any other issues that would be of concern locally?
The beef factory closing down in Mallow as well is a big thing, and there's no factory in Kentuck either.
Yeah, that's so interesting that in this general area there seem to have been quite a few places have closed down over the past couple of years.
They have, yes. I mean, the TDs are great when they want the elections coming up, but they're no good afterwards, really. I don't think I wouldn't be all that great with them, really.
Oh, health would be, and crime, education, they would be the three things, you know. We're very definitely lacking in the health issue. They're pouring money into it. Where is it going? It's not on the ground, you know.
And your concerns there, would they be kind of national concerns or more local concerns?
Well, both, basically. Like, you know, I suppose it is where the shoe pinches yourself, it hurts, you know.
I wouldn't be that happy with them, because you can see, anyone can see, the country's gone to the dogs, like.
Do you think so, even though there's more employment, say, than there would have been 10 or 20 years ago?
There's more employment, you see the more employment is. People that come into the country now, right? People can come along there and do this and do that, get free this and free that. And I says, never again will I have anything to do with politicians. And I know a load of them.
The current breakdown in Cork East is two Fianna Fáil, Ned O'Keefe and Junior Minister Michael Ahern, one Fine Gael, David Stanton, and one Labour, Joe Sherlock. That was a gain for Labour from Fine Gael. The man who was unseated, Paul Bradford, will be attempting to return to the Dáil this summer. As will three of the incumbents. The exception is Joe Sherlock. He will be replaced on the Labour ticket by his son Sean, who's a Mallow-based councillor. Also running for Labour is a former TD, the Cove-based John Mulvihill. As we've heard, the closure of the sugar factory remains a live issue here in Mallow, and there have been other redundancies and threatened redundancies in this general area. But there was, of course, some good news this week with the purchase of Bupa. Interestingly, nobody I spoke to believes that any of this will have any huge effect on the two Fianna Fáil men, but you can expect that the opposition candidates, like Sean Sherlock, will be doing their best to bring the jobs issue to the heart of the pre-election debate.
What we're seeing here is that there's a gradual erosion of our industrial base, food-producing jobs. That's leading on to an erosion in the agricultural base. There's a deep sense of concern at the moment.
But at this stage, surely all of that is a done deal. And if people here in Mallow have any quarrel, that quarrel is with Greencore rather than with the government.
Arguably, yes, with Greencore. But I think, to be fair, the deal was a political deal. And at the end of the day, if it's a political deal, then it is the responsibility of the government.
Now, many observers have described Cork East as a straightforward battle between allies for the last seat. Will it be 2FF, 2FG like it was in 97? Or 2FF, 1FG, 1 Labour like in 02 and 92. There is, though, as we'll hear in just a moment, at least one other candidate who is expected to poll strongly and whose performance could have quite a significant impact on the final outcome. This is how Sean Sherlock sees it.
I think the only thing that you can say about this constituency at this present time is that Fianna Fáil are guaranteed their two seats, and the other two seats then are very hard to call. I think there will be a battle royale for the last two seats. I believe strongly that the Labour Party can at least retain its seat. Obviously, I would hope to be that person that would continue on, that Sherlock name within politics. I'm a young candidate and I will be doing all that I can within the bounds of possibility to retain the seat for the Labour Party.
So whatever then about the pact between Fine Gael and Labour at a national level here in Cork East, we're talking about an almighty battle between the two of you.
Well, potentially, yes. But at the end of the day, I think every candidate really, if he or she is worth their salt, will just go out there, will concentrate on their own game. And what I'm doing at the moment is concentrating on my own game.
But you don't expect to unseat, say, Ned O'Keefe?
Well, I definitely don't expect to unseat Ned. Ned probably has one of the safest seats in the country. And I think the only banker in this constituency really is that Ned will top the poll. And then it's a case of, you know, what will his surplus be and how will that be distributed?
Exactly. I mean, Ned O'Keefe and Michael Ahern are both very solid. I suppose you wouldn't call them a united team, but they balance out very well across the constituency.
For an independent assessment of Cork East, I have turned to two local journalists. That was Mary Smithick, who's the politics editor with the Evening Echo, and I'm also joined by Ralph Regal, who's the southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. But first, a few words about the two contenders not mentioned so far, Sarah Earmonger of the Green Party and Sandra McLellan of Sinn Féin.
While neither of them, I suppose, will really be in the running for a seat, they could certainly have a significant impact on some of the other candidates. Sarah Earmonger is based in Cove. The big issue in Cove is the issue of a planned toxic waste incinerator going into the Lower Harbour area. Sandra McLellan is based in Youghal. That's well to the east of the constituency, almost as far down as Waterford. Youghal is an area that I think feels it's been neglected by a lot of the bigger parties in recent years. There's been a lot of job losses there. There's a lot of dissatisfaction. Sinn Féin will be hoping to capitalise on that, and I know a lot of the bigger parties are now looking to Youghal as an area where they need to consolidate their base. David Stanton, for example, opened a constituency office there recently, so I think all the parties are seeing that there is a slight threat there in Youghal where they need to consolidate what they have.
In trying to assess the outcome here, there's quite a list of factors to be considered. For instance, could local controversies chip away at a Fianna Fáil vote that's been impregnable for the past 20 years? What will be the effect of the national trends, which at the moment suggest that Fine Gael's position isn't any stronger than 5 years ago? Will Sinn Féin improve on the 6% it got in the last election? And how will the Labour vote divide? Because interestingly, in 2002, John Mulvihill actually got the higher number of first preferences. Joe Sherlock overtook him on transfers. Both Mary and Ralph reckon that, for a start, Fianna Fáil will hold on to their two seats.
The thing about Cork East is, while it's going to be interesting to watch in a local context, it's not going to have any real bearing on the overall national result, because you're looking at two Fianna Fáil TDs being pretty solid there, and you're looking at Fine Gael and Labour battling it out for the last seat. We'll have one Fine Gael and then it's between Fine Gael and Labour for the last seat.
I think the bookies will probably give you shorter odds on two Fianna Fáil and two Fine Gael, but I still think it's very, very close to call. I think Labour will be running a very determined campaign. Depending on how other parties poll for the likes of, say, the Green, Sinn Féin, and I think Sinn Féin is, you really have to watch their vote. I think they could deliver quite a substantial vote in Cork East, and they could very well ultimately decide where that crucial fourth seat goes.
At the moment, who do you reckon will get it?
I think it'll be 2-2, but very, very close call.
Mary?
Up until a few weeks ago, I would almost definitely have said two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael and one Labour. I would maintain that Sean Sherlock would have held his father's seat. But there's beginning to be a bit of a groundswell of support behind Paul Bradford. I think that last seat is going to be between Sherlock and Bradford. It'll be the last seat in the northern end of the constituency, and there'll be a real battle there.
And at the moment, if you had to call it between Bradford and Sherlock, which way would you lean?
Right now, I'd be leaning towards Paul Bradford.
Travel a few minutes to the west of Mallow and you'll be in the three-seater Cork North West. It's a sprawling, largely rural constituency from Charleville in the north onto Kanturk and Macroom and now east to Ballincollig. Ballincollig was moved into North West from Cork South Central in the last boundary revision, and with it has come Fianna Fáil TD Bat O'Keefe. The problem is there are already two Fianna Fáil deputies in his new constituency, and even the most blindly optimistic party hack wouldn't claim they'll take three out of three, which is why it's been dubbed the constituency of death.
Well, I mean, Ballincollig is not going to elect me, and that's for sure. But I think you must understand that I come from Cullen, which is in the heartland of Duhalla, on the northern end of it. And my wife and all her family are from Macroom.
Right, so have you been doing a lot more visiting of relations over the past couple of years?
Well, suddenly, I think they think I've become very, very close to them over a two-year period.
Not only is Bat O'Keefe having to deal with different terrain, he's also faced with different issues, things like the Nitrates Directive and planning permission for one-off rural houses didn't really feature in Cork South Central. But the biggest electoral obstacle for the junior minister will be his running mates, the unrelated Donal and Michael Moynihan.
Maybe the organisation is still not as comfortable as I'd like it to be, but I think you have to understand that.
How ferocious is the rivalry? I mean, you had the Taoiseach in the constituency last week and people were saying that there had to be a stopwatch put on him so that he spent exactly the same amount of time with you as he did with the two Moynihans.
Well, let's say, you know, it was evenly divided amongst us in the various strongholds. But all politics is competitive.
So who's going to win the two Fianna Fáil seats in Cork North West? Well, if that is, there are two Fianna Fáil seats, because as many people will know, for I think it was six general elections in a row, there were actually two Fine Gael seats there.
Yeah, well, I refer back to Brian Linehan's presidential election. And in all of the Ireland, he got his highest vote in his own constituency and he got the second highest vote in what we call the old mid-Cork. So there's a latent Fianna Fáil vote in that constituency that I think will survive and will ensure that we get two seats. And while it's a tragedy that one of us is going to lose out at the end of the day, unfortunately, politics is no business and you just hope at the end of the day that we get two seats, and I hope that mine is one of those seats.
But the internal party rivalry isn't confined to Fianna Fáil. In 1997, Michael Moynihan broke the mould, as they say, in Cork North West by taking a second seat for Fianna Fáil. Fine Gael's Michael Creed was first elected on that occasion, but next time out he was ousted by his party colleague Gerard Murphy. They'll both be on the party ticket later this year, as Ralph Regal explains.
Fine Gael, they had a very famed organisation in Cork North West. A lot of it was a consequence of the late Judge Sean O'Leary. He really perfected an incredible machine. But I think they just didn't have the votes to work with the last time. It appeared that certainly too big a part of Michael Creed's base was effectively allocated to Gerard Murphy, and Michael Creed lost the seat.
And it was also an incredibly close contest. I think there were fewer than 100 votes in it at the end.
Oh, it was. I mean, literally, it was nail-biting stuff. You really didn't know which way the votes were going to go until the very, very end of it.
The voters of Cork North West won't have a big slate to choose from. At the moment, there are only six candidates. The man not mentioned so far is Martin Coughlan of Labour. The Greens probably will have a candidate, but there's unlikely to be a Sinn Féin name on the ballot paper. This is how Ralph Regal and Mary Smithick see the seats falling.
If I was to read the tea leaves, I'd say it'll probably be two Fianna Fáil and one Fine Gael. But it's going to be very, very difficult to say who the personalities are. I mean, I'd be very surprised if Bat O'Keefe doesn't win a seat. But really, it is like flicking a coin to see who gets the second seat. And even in terms of Fine Gael, it's going to be very, very difficult to say who's going to take that seat. Michael Creed is going to be making a very, very determined run in it. And it'll take a very strong performance by Gerard Murphy to stop him.
Can you pick then between the two Moynihans, or is that possible to do at the moment?
If you were to insist, I would probably say Michael Moynihan would have the slight advantage, but then Donal Moynihan has a lot. He has a long history in the constituency. His family are steeped in Fianna Fáil. They've been involved in constituency politics for I think about 60-70 years there, so it's going to be very, very close.
Although it has to be said that Michael Moynihan was the poll topper in Cork North West in 2002.
He did surprise an awful lot of people in 2002. He won the seat in 1997. I think there had been some fear in the Fianna Fáil organisation that Fine Gael were going to be going all out to take their seat back there, and that if they were taking anyone's seat back, it was going to be Michael Moynihan's. But he managed to top the poll in incredible fashion.
So a slight maybe nod towards Michael Moynihan, but as you say, it's very, very difficult to call. Can you pick between the two Fine Gaelers?
Again, they're going to be very close, but I think Michael Creed, given his high profile as county mayor and given the hunger that's there to take that seat back, not just by himself but by the organisation behind him, I'd say he'll edge ahead slightly.
Another interesting statistic from Cork North West: at more than 73%, it had the highest turnout at the last general election. The lowest, around 52%, was in Dublin South Central. And even allowing for the shambolic state of the electoral register, that's a pattern that held true across the state. Far more people vote in rural areas, and in disadvantaged urban areas, the turnout is particularly low. Sister Bernadette McMahon is co-director of the Active Citizenship Voter Education Programme. It's allied to the Vincentian Partnership for Social Justice and is currently running courses across the country. She first got the idea in the United States.
When President Clinton was elected, I could ask you, what proportion of the population turned out to vote? Now, not to vote for him, it was 46%. And of the 46%, 64 were white males. So where were the women and where were all the other ethnic groups? And they felt, that network organisation felt, that there wouldn't be social justice in the States until the voices of all the United States citizens were heard. So anyway, I came back to Ireland. I was so impressed by the programme, but I didn't know whether it would apply to Ireland at all. So I looked at the actual voter turnout. And I saw that from 1969 down to 1997, there was a drop from 76% to 65%. And there are areas in Dublin in particular where there was only a 20% turnout. So there's very definitely an alienated group out there.
So what then does the programme involve? What do you do?
When a group comes to work with us, we just explore with people. We don't tell them. It's non-party political. We would explore with people. Why should you vote? And we leave it to them. But people get, as when they get an opportunity, I think, to think and share with others. And they somehow you can see a transformation happening.
Is there any evidence that this programme, that they have been working over the past few years?
Certainly. Obviously, we would never go back to anybody and say, have you voted? But we do know that from the 2004 elections, the ones for the European and local elections, we just went back and looked at all the areas we'd worked in. In some of those areas, there was a wonderful increase. For example, in Talis Central, there was an increase of 23%. Now, we wouldn't say we're the only people responsible for that, but we do know that we have made a difference.
The three-seat constituency of Cork South West serves as a warning to any pundit who reckons that they can tell you for sure what's going to happen in any of the 43 contests that will take place this summer. Because in 2002, you would have been hard-pressed to find anybody who believed that Fine Gael would lose one of their two TDs. They did. The veteran PJ Sheehan, who first ran in 1969 and who was first elected in 1981, was replaced by Fianna Fáil's Denis O'Donovan. Also elected were Joe Walsh of Fianna Fáil and the Fine Gael frontbencher Jim O'Keefe.
I think nobody expected Fine Gael to lose a seat in Cork South West, the home, the bastion Fine Gael, going back to the days of Michael Collins. Unfortunately, the tide went out coming up to that election for Fine Gael, and we weren't immune from that in West Cork. We lost our second seat narrowly. Fianna Fáil, for the first time ever, I think, got 2 out of 3.
PJ Sheehan will be running again for Fine Gael this summer. The Fianna Fáil selection process, meanwhile, turned into quite a saga. With Joe Walsh retiring, for a long time, Denis O'Donovan was the party's only candidate. It was rumoured that the former Agriculture Minister had been asked to change his mind. It was rumoured that a former party man, turned independent councillor Christy O'Sullivan, was being considered. But finally, it seemed that Fianna Fáil had settled on councillor Alan Coleman. Indeed, as late as last Sunday, it was being reported that O'Sullivan was likely to run for a new lobby group, the Rural Ireland Alliance. But by Monday morning, he was referring media queries to the Fianna Fáil press office, and within hours, he was unveiled as the party's second candidate. It's a move that hasn't gone down well with everybody in Fianna Fáil, particularly Alan Coleman. However, Christy O'Sullivan did get a substantial vote when running as an independent at the last general election, and he would be seen in some circles as having a better chance of holding on to the second seat.
Well, of course, I'd never underestimate the opposition. They now have made a decision, and we know the team they're fielding, and certainly we'll take them on head to head.
There had also been speculation that Fine Gael itself would have a third candidate. Is that likely to happen?
That's not finally decided. The decision of the convention was Paddy Sheehan and myself. It was then somewhat uncertain until we saw what Fianna Fáil were doing. Obviously, they have clearly decided that their best strategy is to have two. And obviously that will be of some influence on our side as well. Probably what we'll do is poll the constituency now and then make a final decision at that stage.
But the fact that you have a group like the Rural Ireland Alliance considering standing an independent candidate in the election, doesn't that say that while they mightn't like the government, they haven't that much faith in Fine Gael either?
Well, it's sort of understandable enough when sort of a single issue or a single sectoral aspect arises that people kind of wonder would they do better to stand somebody on their own, like a hospital issue. But really, if such people get elected, they achieve very little.
As of this week, there are three other confirmed candidates. Sinn Féin and the Greens are running, as is Labour Senator Michael McCarthy. Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent and Mary Smithick of the Evening Echo have been looking at their prospects.
A lot of people would have regarded Michael McCarthy that if Labour were ever going to make a breakthrough in Cork South West, it's with someone of the calibre of Michael McCarthy. He's a very, very good constituency worker. It's just, you really wonder, do they have the party base in Cork South West this time round? It may take a couple of elections for him. I think certainly he will do very well this time round, but there's just so many factors. It's a tight three-seater. You have a very strong Fianna Fáil candidate in the West. You have two Fine Gael candidates bullying to get their two seats back.
Kenneth O'Sullivan ran for Sinn Féin in the last general election as well. Now, Sinn Féin in 2002 went with a two-candidate strategy. I think they were building both Kenneth and Anne O'Leary up for the local elections. They're going with one candidate this time. This should improve their showing, but to be honest, they don't have a county council seat in the area, so it's hard to see them actually making any impact at a general election level. Quentin Gargan was recently selected as the Green Party candidate. He's very well regarded in West Cork, but he's a relative newcomer to the race and he won't have too much of an impact on the overall results.
4 months out from the election then, many feel that this is looking like a Fine Gael game. That is also, if various party sources are to be believed, what their private opinion polls are saying.
Well, I think if Fine Gael don't take back their second seat in Cork South West, they're looking at a scenario that may even be worse nationally than 2002, because Cork South West is a tailor-made constituency for Fine Gael. They have a very good party organisation. They have a lot of historical factors in their favour, such as the old Michael Collins thing in Cork South West. And if they can't take the second seat back, they're in serious trouble nationally. Also, I think the whole Fine Gael campaign has been massively helped by the confusion within Fianna Fáil's ranks.
Mary, that's a good point, isn't it? That Fianna Fáil, it would seem, have done Fine Gael a bit of a favour in this constituency by taking so long to pick a second candidate.
Most definitely. It's been up in the air so long now. Fine Gael did delay in holding their own selection convention, but there was never really any doubt in anyone's mind that it was going to be Paddy Sheehan and Jim O'Keefe. I think of all the constituencies that Fine Gael maintains that they're targeting for gains, Cork South West is one where they should really be in with a really good shot of taking that extra seat.
Mary Smithick and Ralph Regal predicting a gain for Fine Gael in Cork South West. There is, however, an alternative scenario, and that goes something like this. If you look at what has happened in this constituency over the past couple of decades, you tend to get one candidate elected in the West. At the moment, that's Denis O'Donovan, who replaced another Westerner, PJ Sheehan. One in the centre. At the moment, that's Clonakilty-based Joe Walsh. And one in the East, Jim O'Keefe, who's in Bandon. So the geography would dictate that O'Donovan and Sheehan can't be elected together, and O'Donovan is seen as the stronger. The seat in the middle part of the constituency under this analysis would be fought out between Christy O'Sullivan, who's in Clonakilty, and Labour's Michael McCarthy, who's in Dunmanway. As I said, it's just a scenario and one they're certainly favouring in both Fianna Fáil and Labour circles, but it does show that Cork South West is once again not that easy to predict. Well, that's it from us for this week. A reminder that, as always, you can get a podcast of this programme via the RTE website. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio. For more details of our podcasts, visit rte.ie.